100%. Today's stuff is stuff. Hey, and we continue where we left off. We sort of didn't finish the last Dhamma. We left the line to go because it continues to today's stuff. And this section we saw in Yavamot, so I'm going to explain it like we learned it, like with Reb Chaim there, if you don't mind. So Gemara says, Taman Taninam. It says, Misha yu shtei kitim oto. So you got two sets of witnesses. One set of witnesses says that the individuals took upon himself two terms of Nizirot. Another set of witnesses said that he took upon himself five. Beit Shammai says, well, you've got conflicting testimony. Nichlaka edutan ve'ein kan. Therefore, there's no consistent picture here. They're contradicting one another, and he's not a Nazir at all. Beit Hillel says, no, yesh bichlal chamesh. That they effectively both agree to the fact that he at least took himself two turns in Nizirot. And if you remember, a stam Nizirot is 30 days. So therefore, you Nazir Shtayim, yafe. That is that Mishnah. Now it says, Rav Amar, Bichlal Neklaku Avi Prakomomode, now a bit of a gears change, Yesh Bichlal Chamesh Shtayim, Shiyeh Nazir Shtayim. Meaning the machloket is when he's klal. So we'll explain what that is in a moment, but I'll sort of spoil the surprise. That's when he says, one person said, oh, he took upon himself five, like he was kolel. He said, I'm taking myself five nezirot. Another person said, I'm taking on another set, which says, no, he took on two nezirot. However, that's when there's a machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. However, if they, it's the poret or frat, if he actually, if it was a situation, we'll explain it was in more detail, but he says, they agree that. One set of witnesses, he took one, followed Zer Chazer. He took on one, and then another, two, three, four, five. Now, it's just the other set of witnesses, no, he only says one and two. Then everyone agrees that effectively that there are two terms of Nezirot that they're both sets of witnesses are consistent about. Okay, fine. Now, it's kind of interesting here that according to Rav, then, now this is what we explained back, according to Rav Chaim back there in Masechet Yavamot. According to Rav, who says that the machloket is bichlal, when one set of witnesses says, yeah, it was two terms, the other says, no, it was five, Rav says, well, they kind of both agree at least to two terms, and that's not a problem. Whereas we said, the Kohen Beit Shammai would maintain, no, that's no good, that's conflicting. Now, it's not that it's necessarily conflicting, the way he explains it is that you can't simply say mimma nafshach, one set of witnesses is telling the truth. Why? Be and then just rely on that because you have run into the problem. What's called erut she'enacho ein atayachol azima. If you remember that for witnesses to be suitable to be witnesses, they have to have the capacity to find themselves as being false witnesses. Now in this situation, you don't really know which set of witnesses you're relying on. So therefore, you don't know which of the eidim you're going to say it says edut she'enacho azima because you don't know which ones are the so-called ones that are telling the truth. So that's how he explains, according to Rav, the machloket in the Mishnah. Okay. However, Rav Yochanan says no. B'moneh, when they're both counting, nechlaku. Aval b'kolel, when it is being like a combined, like one thing. In other words, one set of witnesses says it was two, one says it's five. Then everyone agrees that you've actually got two conflicting testimonies completely. Therefore, nechalek baha eidot ve'ein kan nezirot. That's again, that's the other part of the gears of change. So the Gemara says, well, heidenu kolel heidenu moneh. What is considered kolel and moneh? And as I already explained, kolel ahenda amar tati vahenda amar chamesh. Kolel is when they say he took on two in one go. It's like in other words, someone says I want to be two terms in nezirot. And the other witnesses says, no, he said, I want to take on five terms. That's kolel. And moneh is when he says, achad tarti v'chad amar, also no tlata arba v'chadisha, or chamesh. So in other words, he said, I'm taking on one, and another, and another, and another. So zeh achar zeh, one after the other. So according to one set of witnesses, he only did that twice, so one and two. Another said, no, it went three, four, five. Yeah, fair. So let's just go over it again so we can appreciate the machloket. Rav says the whole machloket is b'kolel, that if it's befrat, everyone agrees, well, there's nothing to talk about because one and two, they agree. It's just what seems to be coming after. However, Rav Yochanan says, no. It's b'moneh v'nechleku. That's when the machloket is. However, meaning Beit Shammai Hillel, that is. However, if it was kolel and everyone agrees, they've got conflicting testimonies. Yafeh. Now, the Gemara says, Rav Amar, hikchish eidot betoch eidot lo batla eidot. So what this means is, if there's a conflict, there's a chakasha within the Eidot, but not but the Ikar Eidot. So just to explain, just like we have here, this is why Reb Chaim explained it there. This is Rav Lashitato, that two sets of witnesses say that he is took on two terms. Now this set of witnesses know he took on a set of five, all Bevat Achad B'Kolel. The Ikar Eidot, if you like, there's consistency here. You'll see the Ikar, no Chachachin, the Ikar Eidot. However, the Machishot B'Tocha Eidot, right? In other words, the Midot Shel Nazar Shtayim, they're both Ikar Eidot that they consistently both say there was at least two he took on, but they're still a, but the B'Toch, it's a B'Toch Eidot, there's still a conflict whether it was two or five. So therefore, just to say quite clearly, Hikshil Eidot B'Toch Eidot, if there's a Hakchasha within the Eidot, but not the Ikar Eidot, we're saying is like two, but nonetheless there's Hakchasha there, we say that that is not considered a conflict, whereas Rav Yochanan says otherwise. No, Amar Chich Eidot B'Toch Eidot, Batla Eidot. However, Divrei HaKol, they both agree, Hikchish Eidot La'achar Eidot, Lo Batla Eidot. So this simply means if the Hakchasha is coming after the Eidot, then it's okay. Now, importantly, Rav Chaim explains that would be much like the Zeach HaZeh situation, where it's one and two, and the machlok is regarding three, four, five. Rabbi Yochanan and Rav really agree that Beit Hillel, I think the way he explained it, would say that would be okay. Okay, which is where Rabbi Yochanan said that's the ground, that's the place where Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai are arguing. Okay, you're fair. Now the Gemara says, well, the Yochanan, that's usually an argument. So the girsa we had in Yavam was Rabbi Yochanan. Kedate, Rabbi Yochanan's Lashitato, why? Damara ba bar hichia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who's huchzak hamoneh. So what this means is that huchzak hamoneh is that they agree regarding, say, the amount. However, zeh omer min hakis, this is regarding a loan. However, v'zeh omer min hasror, then, however, maneh, he took the money, if you count it from, one says from his purse, the other one said it's from his, the bundle, the sort of the bundle, if you want to call it that. Oh, yeah. It says, then that's an Eidot B'Toch Eidot. That's Hikchish Eidot B'Toch Eidot, and Af Rav Modeh Batla Eidot. In that situation, now, even this is where we have to be careful here. Even though Rav says, Hikchish Eidot B'Toch Eidot, it's still okay. Here it's a different situation. So the Rav Chaim differentiates the cases you'll see is that here we're talking about one aide says this, one aide says that. So if one aide says the money was counted from the purse, someone says no, it was taken from a bundle of cash, whatever, however that is, then you've got a contradiction within the actual Eidot itself between two different, and they haven't got a consistent testimony. That's not Eidot B'Toch Eidot. Now, however, Uma Pligin, the Machloket is Barshu Shtei Kita Eidim, like our situation. So once again, there's a difference between where the amount of money was counted from, but you've got two sets of witnesses. There's a hakash be'edut b'toch edut, meaning you've got here, there's a consistency, both sets of witnesses. You've got each a solid testimony, you've got two witnesses here. Each of the witnesses agree that the money was loaned, but there's a detail within that that's a conflict, and it said Rav says it's not a problem. Okay? That's where that's according to Rav, whereas that's where, you know, the sorry, that's where Rav Yochanan says that's a problem. So again, Mitzror, sorry, then Eidot B'Toch Eidot Batla Eidot Ukorav Lo Batla Eidot, like we explained the Shitato. If Acharomer L'Toch Chayko, yes, L'Toch Chayko Maneh, Acharomer L'Toch Pundato Maneh. Which is like an incident, if you like, that is, in other words, how did he count the money out into his hand or to his lap? Then we say that's a different situation because that's achara eidut, that's after, that's a detail that's after it, and therefore, since it's something that follows it, everyone agree that it's okay. Because that's the hakshe eidut la'achar eidut, and therefore lo batla eidut. Now you said betochi, the girsa changes la'achar. Okay, let's continue. Again, one witness says he killed him with a sword. Another shita says he killed him with a staff. Hargo. Then you've got conflicting testimony to try and form this set of Eidot, and therefore even Rav would agree, Batla Eidot, there's no question here. Ma pligin, what's a machloket? Du shteketim, you got two sets of witnesses. One set, importantly, omer v'saif, v'chad omer b'makel. So that's a shishma hachash edut b'toch edut, u'batla edut. V'karab lo batla edut. That's where you got the machloket of Yochanan and Reish, and Rav, sorry. Again, because you've got two sets, each set is a consistent set. The sets independently are consistent, so they can form a testimony. And they're both agreeing that this individual committed the murder. There's no conflict there. The conflict is, was it with a staff or with a sword between the two sets of witnesses? According to Rav, it's not a problem. However, Chad Omer, what one says, whereas Rabbi Yochanan said that's their conflicting testimony, they cancel each other out, even according to Beit Hillel. Next, now here, if one says that he's ran off to the after the murder, he ran off to the east, and sort of ran off to the, sorry, ran off to the north, and ran off to the south. This is a situation where it's a detail after the ikar fact that of the murder. Said lo batla edut, then it wouldn't cancel the testimony. Okay, now the Gemara says chelad the Rav Mahada. The proof, the support of Rav is from the following. The Taninan Taman. And that is regarding the Mishnah of what's called Eidut Isha, if you recall. Now, there the question was, if you remember, that a single witness is trusted when regarding to say a woman that her husband passed away overseas. That was a special call we found. Even the woman herself, if she comes home and says, my husband died, she can go off and get married. However, there were five snuot, if you remember, five women that it seemed to have certain animosity to one another. They are, one of these is the tzarot, co-wives, that they might want to lie in this context in order to undermine their co-wife. So in other words, they'll say that the husband passed away and he didn't, so that the other wife, the co-wife, will go off and get married. The husband returns home and, well, it's sorry, you can't come back home anymore. You've effectively had an affair. That was a concern. Now, here in that Mishnah, it says, tzarot, haba'ol, these two co-wives coming from overseas, one said, achad meta, v'chad neherak. One says a husband died, another person though he was killed. Now there, I'm reading the Korbanator says, Rav Yudan and Rav Shimon Omrim, they both agreed she's not that he's not alive, she's not Kayam. Harelu, you know, so they can simply go get married. Now, if you remember, in that context, one witness is considered like two, Nachon? And therefore you see that this is exactly the position of Rav. If you've got two sets, each of these girls, women, sorry, considered like a set, because they're believed like a set, you've got two sets that are agreeing with the base Eidut, if you like, and it's a detail within it that there's a conflict, meaning they both agree that he's dead, just how did he die naturally or was he murdered? And nonetheless, they say they can go get married. That's a proof to Rav. A proof to Rav that just like our case, where go back to the beginning. If one set of witnesses is Nazir for two, another set of witnesses, no, he was a Nazir for five. The base Eidut, if you like, that at least they both agree that within five is two, that he's a Nazir for two. Okay, that at least we have an agreement on. So therefore, Beit Hillel would say that we accept that he has to be Nazir two, despite the fact there's a chasha regarding another detail, a part of it, let's call it that, regarding the extra three. That seems to be support. So the Gemara says, "V'lo shmiya, did he not hear Demar Rav Elaz?" The Rav says, "Modi Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon ba'edim." Didn't he hear that actually, when it came that Rav Elaz, that Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon would agree in the case of edim that this would be a conflict, and you wouldn't accept the testimony for edim come back and said the husband was killed by a sword, now killed by they just dropped dead and just died naturally, then you wouldn't accept it, which is exactly the Shita of Yochanan. So the Gemara says, "Well, if." Let's just try and understand that. Why is there a difference between this tzarot and other edim? Ma edim b'nei tzara? Because we say lo asu divrei tzara b'chevrat taklum. That is because if you remember, because the tzarot snuot neged one another, we disregard the. If we look at one of the women, we disregard what the tzara said. She's not even in the picture. So this case is not a case of conflicting testimonies at all. Because for one tzara, we completely disregard what the other tzara said. The Gemara says now, so Amar Rav Yochanan, in Amar Rav Elazar, if Rav Elazar said it, mini Mishama va'Amar, he would have heard it from me. Again, l'shitat Rav Yochanan. Now, we didn't have that line, I don't think, Yivamo. Let's continue. Manera pligia Rav. We've got our mission seems to be cholak on Rav. Because in the Charachikyor, you got the various checks. But 1 second, we said any details. This is why we're bringing this Masechta. right here. Any details that there's a conflict? What happens is the Eid was Bata. So what will Rav do that? That seems to be that even the details if, that surrounding the Ikar Eidut would invalidate it all. So Amar Rav Mane says, no, it's very simple. Patala Rav Ed Be'ed. That's when you're trying to form a testimony. We're talking about two individual Edims trying to form a testimony. If you can't, if there's any Akasha there, you don't even form the testimony. Rav agrees in that situation. Again, what was Rav saying? The only thing, it says, the whole discussion of Rav, if you're talking about two different sets of witnesses, where each set independently is a consistent, solid set. And the question is, okay, do we find a base common ground that they agree on? Yeah, that's fine. And therefore, any other conflict about it, we can just disregard. Like, again, two sets say he was chayv, two sets of Nezirut. No one says, no, he took on himself five. That's different to the situation on Mishnah where you don't even have a formed set of witnesses yet. It's just two individual witnesses. If there's any conflict, of course, yeah, it's a kasha. So watch the Gemara then continues by turning everything upside down. If you remember, it says, Amar Rav Abin, afilu yiftor kat pekat. That even you could explain, you have to again relearn basically what we've been saying, learning in terms of distinction between conflicting individuals and conflicting sets. Says, no, you can even bekat, even Rav would say it's okay. However, meaning for a monetary matter, did he take the money out of the purse or did he take it out of the bundle of cash? Well, that situation, maybe Rav would even agree then, which is not what we said above. But why? How do we then understand our Mishnah? Oh, it's different. It says Shnei Tzedek. That in when it comes to Dinei Nefashot, we try and endeavor to do our best to save the individual, like we said in the past. And therefore, if any detail, even if there's a common ground of Ikar Eidut, if there's any detail there that's conflicting, we're machmir and cancel it. That might not be the case for other cases. Nidei. Okay, so that's what we saw in Yavam, I think also in Nedarim as well. Let's continue. Now, the Gemara says, they've got two witnesses. Now, the question is, what's considered conflicting? One says on the second of the month, another says on the third of the month. It's fine. Why? Because it's possible people can get off by one. Why? Because we know Jewish month, the month before, it can be the 29 or 30 days. So it might be the person assumed it was a 29-day month, when in truth, the previous month was a 30-day month. And therefore, according to the calculations, really talking about the same day, that just one knew about the fact that they made the previous month of Chodesh Shibur, another one did not. What about if it was a Charamesh L'Shav, a Charamechamesh, if they're off by, 2 days, then clearly Eidotan Patel is a conflict on the date. Charamesh, if one said it was like 2 hours into the day, another one says it was 3 hours into the day, well, again, they didn't necessarily have Ritz watches, and they went by the sun, so it's quite clear that people can make a mistake. That's a reasonable margin of error. What if it's like a 2 hour gap? It's no good. It's too much of a gap. Rehuda says, no, okay, but that's people can still, within reason, make that. So it's still, if you like, a good tolerance level. However, it depends, really, because if it was, again, a 2 hour gap, once it was five, once it was seven, well, that's different because now the sun has moved to the other side. Over past noon, it goes over to the other side. So therefore, Edotam Batela. Okay? Because the sun's in the east during about 5 hours into the day, and by seven, because 6 hours into the day is midday, we're talking about halachic hours, then 7 hours into the day, Chama. That's the Mishnah. Let's learn the Gemara. Achad Omer, one says, that ad heicha, because if the whole reason we say that if one person said it was on the second, another person said it was on the third, we kind of accept the differences in date because maybe one knew about the Ibur Chodesh. How far into the month? We say that about the 18th and 19th as well. So we say no. So Amar Rav Yochanan says Ad Rav HaChodesh. Really, it depends until most of the month. That's what Rav Yasser says B'Shem Yochanan Ad Rav HaChodesh. So Amar Rav Yochanan could go on Irnin, hallelujah. Aval, this is to change the Korban Eidah. Aval B'nei Krachin Amru Chachamim Ein Oklum. Meaning it also depends on where you're located. Which are the type of places that wouldn't really know Ibur Chodesh? Are the cities where there's no Beit Din. However, a city where there's a Beit Din, people would know about it much earlier on. So and proof we say Amrav Yosef Kogon Ana Demin Yomai Lo Tzalit Musaf Min De Lo Yada Emat Riarcha, meaning he would never daven Musan until he knew whether the day was actually Rosh Chodesh or not. Again, because it could be previous month 29, 30 days. Mashma, it was if you lived in a Krach, a major city, then indeed you had the capacity to know. Okay, let's continue. Rav, now this is beautiful. We've just come out of Purim, and now we're in our 30 days to Pesach, so let's learn the laws of Pesach. Rav Meir Omer, Mishesh Sha'ot V'Lamala Midivrehem. This is talking about the Isur of eating chametz. Rav Meir says from 6 hours, in like the afternoon, literally afternoon on Erev Pesach, eating chametz then is an Isur Dirabanan Midivrehem. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mishesh, it's actually Doraisa, Minat Torah." So Gemara now says, "My time of the Remeir, what's his source?" So because it says "ach," meaning the pasuk, says "ach biyom rishon," "ach biyom rishon." The pasuk is "shivat yomim matzot tochelu," "ach biyom rishon tashpitu so'or mibatechem," "ki ochel chametz or binir chata nefesh hayim Yisrael," because "miyom harishon ad yom hashvi." So it seems to be that matzah begins, chametz ends already by the first day. What's the first day? The 15th. Okay, yeah, fair. But what's the ach? So Biyom Rishon is Zeh Chamisha'asar. Yachol Mishtechshach, does it mean really only mamash when the fifth day, 15th begins? No, Tamaloma ach. Ach is chalek. Ach is a miut. We'll explain how this miut works soon. Haketzad. So you just simply what's called like a tos, like just like you have Tosefet Yontav or Tosefet Shmita, whatever it is, Tosefet Shabbos, sorry. Then you also have this Tosefet Zman, if you like, from which you're not allowed to eat chametz. Okay, so that takes you from a little bit earlier. Ten lo sha'achat kodem shkiat hachama, just an extra hour. However, my time of the Rabbi Huda, Rabbi says, no, ach b'yom rishon doesn't mean the first day is in the 15th, but the Pesach, because yom rishon can refer to the 14th, can refer to Erev Pesach. How so? The different opinions here, the Korban Ed explains, because it says, d'matzino yudale nikra rishon, there's a drash to understand that the 14th can be considered yom rishon. Shneamar, b'rishon b'yudale b'chodesh. So Barabbas al-Chodesh, sorry. So therefore, okay, so you're saying Chametz should be Asur already on the 14th, because Tashbitul, because the Maran says, no, Yachol Kol HaYom, maybe the entire day, Tamaloma, Ach! Ach is Chalek, Ach is a Miut, coming, and he said, therefore it splits the day in half, Chetzel HaChametz, Chetzel LeMatzah. Yafer. Now the Gemara says, one second, you got a problem with Rami Meir. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a problem because Ach is usually a Miut. Okay, so it's reducing like the four. You think it's a full 14th? No, mechalek. I reduce it to halfway. However, you've got an issue with Rav Meir. Taman amar ach. Normally, we say ach is. You can change gears a bit. Lemaet comes to exclude. But call what you're doing is ach is being l'rabot. You're using that to extend from the 15th even further back. However, that's the Rabbot. That seems strange because usually Ach is to a miut. It reduces, it doesn't extend. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Avunim. No, it is a miut. Miutosh meaning the entire meaning the miut is restricting the, if you like, not the extended time for matzah, if you like, but you're reducing the time for chametz on that day. So it's a miut in that context. I'll just show you here. Miut she'enu b'chametz, meaning af kan is a miut, to pash de kram mashma ad lel tefav mutar b'chametz, because it seems to be the simple understanding the pasuk is until the night of the 15th, you are mutar in chametz. B'chametz. So it's a miut in terms of, if you like, the heter chametz, not the ribui, an extension, if you like, of the beginning of matzah. Okay, b'seder. That is the shiur. Mr. Shem will continue with more. No, tomorrow on Sunday, with more Pesach. Well, all right, cult of
Shkoyach, good Shabbos.
Shabbos.